You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Thank you all for tuning in. I know many of you are trying to catch up on your Deadliest Catch and your Whale Wars and your Hell's Kitchen and your Master Chef and your America's Got Talent when it's Wednesday night. But listening to Dr. Dahlia live, I think you will be very entertained. And thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, what's going on here? It looks like Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee has been fired. Remember he tried to resign and they wouldn't let him? He was the police chief in Sanford during the time when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin. And apparently city manager Norton Bonaparte said, after much thoughtful discussion and deep consideration for the issues facing the city of Sanford, I have determined the police chief needs to have the trust and respect of the elected officials and the confidence of the entire community. We need to move forward with a police chief that all the citizens of Sanford can support. I have come to this decision in light of the escalating divisiveness that has taken hold of the city. Lee will receive a 3-month severance and a week's salary. You guys know what where severance pay came from? Didn't severance pay came from in the olden days when you were supposed to be beheaded? You paid a quote unquote severance pay to the executioner so he would make sure that the blade was sharp enough so it would be a clean, quick cut. It's called severance pay. That's where severance pay came from. Yeah, crazy, huh? Anyway, so they're now searching for Police Chief Bill Lee. I would think, wouldn't they wait till after the George Zimmerman trial and Trayvon Martin case? Wouldn't they wait? Because if it looks like the evidence was overwhelming in favor, let's say, of George Zimmerman and the Sanford police at the time did things right, he would have a job. I find it kind of odd that they would fire him before all this happened, but I guess the city, there must be riots and people, you know, obviously upset with what happened and why George Zimmerman wasn't arrested right off the bat. But, you know, we were talking about earlier in the month, and actually earlier this spring, about how people were trying George Zimmerman before his case. Well, we also kind of did that with Jerry Sandusky, though. We have to say that. I mean, everybody's been making jokes and complaining about Jerry Sandusky. And again, I mean, everyone has the right to a trial. Now, in Jerry Sandusky's case today, the defense rests. They think they did a good enough job without needing to bring Jerry Sandusky onto the stand. They, I guess, tried to prove that two of the investigators had tainted the investigation, finding alleged victims, saying, look, these other guys are coming forward. Do you want to come forward and say X, Y, and Z? So we don't have too many of the details, but the defense seems very confident that they rested their case today. They had brought up a doctor, I think talking about the histrionic. They brought up the wife, Dottie. So we'll hopefully get a word from that. I kind of am all sick of the whole Sandusky story. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I mean, it's sad. It was a horrible, horrible case. And what these alleged victims said happened to them is just horrifying. And I think we want to be done. Just like what happened with the whole Casey Anthony case, we wanted it done. I'm not sure when the whole Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case is going to occur, but I just find it kind of odd that the Sanford police chief was fired before. But then again, if they think that certain protocols weren't followed and they are able to follow them, even if George Zimmerman is found, to have acted in self-defense. Maybe that's the case they're using to fire him. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We do have a Dr. Dahlia app for our Droid phone users. This way you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia anytime you want to. But please thank your local news talk station for playing the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you live in a town where the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play on your local news talk station, call them. Email them. It's very easy. That's what they have emails for. They want to hear that feedback. They want to know. Please don't tell them if you dislike the show. All right? That's kind of important. Please don't do that. Okay. So what? We got a little girl who is a Crayola criminal. They say apparently neighbors are upset that this little girl in Denver is drawing with chalk on the sidewalk. Some residents are unimpressed with the hearts and the flowers and say she is indulging in criminal activity. The girl's mother, Sarah Cullen, could not believe that the neighbors were having such a big deal about this. The neighborhood group called Innovations and Courtyard Traditions at Stapleton say that because the area where the toddler is drawing is a shared space, anything that offends or disturbs others are not allowed. Now, I mean, I could see this with my drawings. I couldn't draw. All right. And unfortunately, a lot of my drawings could be mistaken for something else. My son, too. One of my sons couldn't draw. He drew this brown thing. And it looks like a mound of brown. And he brings it home to me and he wants me to put it up. And I do. But I'm like, you know, he goes, Mommy, you know what it is? And I go, is it poo-poo? It looks like poo-poo. And, of course, he starts crying. It's an anthill. Oh, my bad. Sorry. So it's still up there. For years, it's been up. I still have it up there. But anyway, I can understand why the neighbors are a little upset. But, you know, it's supposed to be. But you see, neighborhoods are changing now, especially with these homeowners associations. You know, this whole Gestapo approach of, oh, there's a weed, oh, there's this. I mean, I understand about property values and having your home look nice, but really, we can't have our kids playing on the street and hopscotching. Whatever happened to chalk drawing a hopscotch? That's what you used to do. And home values didn't drop when you did that in the 70s. Really? Come on, people. Just some chalk drawings. You don't even notice until you go up and see them. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Oh, you bet I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We get tons of emails a day, and I love them. I love the fact that you guys are sending me emails, and I'm able to answer them. Sometimes I'll even call you personally, you know, if I think it is something I need to discuss with you on a personal level. And I love the fact that we communicate. Not only, please, find me on Twitter and find me on Facebook, but please also communicate with me through email. Now, some of the emails I will read on air, and you may be like, why? I don't want to really care. I don't really care about what this person is writing about, but usually there's a point to it, okay? And there's a point that I can actually expand to the general audience. So stay with me on this one email. This is an interesting email I received earlier, okay? Good evening, Dr. Dahlia. I just had a quick question regarding transcripts when applying to medical and DO schools. Will it matter if you have withdrawals on your transcript? Stay with me, guys, because I got a point to this one. When applying for medical school, I was pretty worried because my transcript has 7 W's when I first started college due to the fact that I didn't take college seriously and didn't think about medical school at the time. I have a 3.6 overall GPA with a 3.5 science GPA, and I'm now studying for my MCAT. Do you think it'll be a problem with the withdrawals that I've had? Now, of course, you know, I wrote him back and I told him what I thought, and I'm not going to go into that. But what's very interesting about this email, and it's very similar to a lot of the emails I get, is the underestimation people have of themselves and how they may not go forward thinking that they've lost before the war begun. All right. So, for example, in this particular case, we have a pre-med student worried that he may not be able to make it in medical school because of his transcript. You know, what you don't even think like that. All right. The same thing with any of you that might have been fired from a job. Okay. One thing we have, and I always like to look at the silver lining of things. Okay. And this recession that we're in is pretty bad. Pretty bad. It's hurt a lot of us. None of us probably have any sort of savings anymore. Many of us are exhausted because we were hoping to be able to work a little bit less as we got older, and instead we have worked probably harder than we ever had. We're very scared about the future, etc. But maybe the one positive note to what we've been going through is we really can't have much of a black mark on our record, if that's what the credit company calls it, the black mark or a ding or what the credit company calls it, for example. Because I think so many of us have had trouble paying our bills, right? And so many of us have lost our jobs that we don't stand out as a negative. We're kind of the norm. You see what I mean? So if you're trying to apply for a job and you have been fired 3 times in the last or laid off in the last 4 years because you were you got fired from one job. There was one industry that was still alive and vibrant. You jumped to that industry. They started to have problems in 2009, 2010. They laid you off. You found another company that was doing okay. They had problems in 2011, laid you off. Yes. All right. If this was any other time, you're not having job stability would be a real big dent in your resume and in your CV, curriculum vitae. However, this, you're being fired or you're being laid off may have nothing to do nowadays. In fact, if you say you were fired, nowadays the first thing people think about is economy. They don't think it's because you were a bad worker or you were rude or you were mean or you were foul, etc. Now, yes, future employers could call for references. Absolutely. But, for the most part, a lot of us may have a second chance at things we never thought we would because we're going through this when everybody else is. For example, with credit. All right. Let's say a credit score of what? 600-700 is good. I don't know. A credit score of 600-700 is supposed to be good? Okay. Well, let's say in the olden days, okay, somebody with a credit score of 400 would have looked bad compared to that. But if so many of us now are in the 300-400s, hypothetically, then you don't have to worry as much about having the bad credit because the standard has been lowered, the bar has been lowered. You see that? And so don't underestimate yourself. Like this student, well, I had withdrawals. I didn't take school seriously. What do I do? There's nothing you can't change the past. You can't change the past. You move forward and you take a chance. Some people will care. Some people will have an issue that you dropped out of classes and you withdrew. Other people may, not really care. Other people may just fill in the blanks and go, well, maybe he was sick or maybe he had to work or maybe he needed the money. No big deal. But you never know what the other side is thinking. And a lot of times you're going to be shocked. I can't tell you how many times I think a patient's unhappy with me and they say they're happy. Or somebody who I think dislikes the show likes the show. and you think you received every sign. For example, all right, we talk about a lot of politics on the show and issues with Obamacare and just regular headline issues. And so obviously this show is more conservative in its approach. And I have patients that are diehard liberals. And I would think, A, they wouldn't know my show exists because they may not listen to talk radio, you know, or B, they absolutely can't stand it. And I can't tell you how many of my liberal patients say they like the show. And they're not saying it because they think, you know, I'm about to give them a rectal and they want to, you know, not upset me. They like it because they like hearing the point of view. They may be entertained. Who knows? Don't think you know everything there is to know about the other side, about your boss, etc. Now, too, there are some common sense predictions you could have. I mean, and you do want to prepare. For example, you don't want to go to an interview unshaven, smelly, not having been clean, looking unkempt. Okay, you know, you do want to still, you know, stay on course with a lot of people, but and not stand out that way. But don't underestimate yourself. Don't not apply for that job. Don't, if you think you want that car and you think your credit's getting better and you finally found a job, you know, don't shortchange yourself. You may actually be pleasantly surprised because we are in a situation right now where all the denominators have changed. All right? You know, having bad credit isn't a bad thing anymore because it's the norm. Having been fired isn't a taint on your resume because most of us have been fired. You see? So, don't sell yourself short. That's crucial. Okay. Now, somebody who may be over-embellishing is, of course, McDonald's. Very cute article today talking about how McDonald's burgers never seem to look like the ones on the menu or in the ads, where they look nice and plump. The meat looks completely cylindrical. The cheese, you know, has that well-demarcated isosceles triangle. Well, I guess Canadian Director of Marketing Hope Bagosi, I'm trying to think what she did here. All right. Wait a second. Sorry about this. Apparently, from what I understand, they use a syringe to put the blobs of ketchup to make it perfect. It's art. The cheese is made to look like it's melting by them using a hot iron. They very slowly add the ingredients and put the ingredients on the side to make it look like it's peering over. We all knew that. But I guess Hope is a photographer and a food stylist. And so apparently what they say is the process is painstaking as they deconstruct and rebuild the sandwich so that all the ingredients are visible. The finished burger looks more like the advertised meals, but it is not perfect. Okay, well, that's interesting. It's just cute how they try to make it look the way it is. The only problem is I'm looking at this and I'm getting hungry. But the reason why McDonald's is in the news and I brought it up is because it looks like McDonald's has come in last in a fast food customer satisfaction survey, even though it still is one of the highest earning fast food chains. According to the American Consumer Satisfaction Index, the ACSI that was published this week, McDonald's has ranked last among full service or fast food chains on the survey, with only 73% satisfaction, a little up from last year, 72%, but still lower. They have 33,000 locations and serve 68 million customers each day. Wow. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because I guess people like KFC even more. Subway and Dunkin' Donuts rose. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials tonight. And big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. Now, Robert from Riverside writes, Doctor, you once gave interview tips over a year ago on your show. I was listening, but didn't take notes at the time because I was employed. Now I'm out of work and pounding the pavement. Can you review those interview tips. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't remember this quickly what source I used and what I said, but I do have some interesting mistakes, some funny mistakes that people have made, and I think we should also review those really quickly. This is just for fun, okay? This is great. Okay, so you're going on a job interview. This comes from MSN Careers and Career Builder Survey, okay? These are some of the weird mistakes that people have, stupid things that hiring managers had reported to Career Builder that people have done. Once a interviewee brought a quote-unquote how-to-interview book with him to the interview. You really don't want to do that. You know, I mean, you may be listening to Dr. Dahlia's podcast and have the Dr. Dahlia Show app. You may want to hide it during the interview at the time. One of the candidates asked the manager, what company is this again? That's bad. One time the candidate put the interviewer on hold during a phone interview. When she came back on the line, she said she had set up a date for Friday night. All right. No, these are true stories. One candidate wore a Boy Scout uniform. Never told the interviewers why. One candidate talked about promptness as one of her strengths, but she had showed up 10 minutes late to the interview. On the way to the interview, one of the candidates passed a driver, cut them off, gave them the middle finger, but that driver happened to be the interviewer. Another candidate referred to himself as the third person. Ah, well, Dr. Dahlia is so prompt. Dr. Dahlia says people hate that. Hate that, right? Like, what was that movie, The Chaz? Was that a not old school Wedding Crashers, right? I think he was always the Chaz like this. Yeah. One candidate took off his shoes in the middle of the interview. One candidate asked for a sip of the interviewer's coffee. A mature candidate, they say, told the interviewer she wasn't sure if the job offered was worth starting the car for. All right, come on, people. According to Career Builder Survey, the following job errors or errors job seekers make most are answering a cell phone in the middle of the interview, so don't do that. Don't text. Don't appear disinterested. That was 75%. Dressing inappropriately came in number third. Appearing arrogant. Talking negative about current or previous employers. And 63% were chewing gum. All right. Now, like I said, this comes from MSN Careers. And the reason why I start off with that is sometimes if you don't do what you're not supposed to, you're going to just sail through the interview fine. Okay. Remember, shut the cell phone off. Look interested. Make eye contact. You want to be relaxed, but don't be too relaxed. You don't want to expel gas. What movie was that? Step Brothers, where he farts in the middle of the interview. He's so comfortable during the interview that he farts. Okay, you can't do that. Yes, you're human. Yes, we all toot. We got that. But you know, remember, this is an interview. Now, you don't want to be so tight that you're uncomfortable and you do stupid things. You want to be comfortable enough where you act naturally. You are your best when you act naturally. All right. You know, same thing with radio. You know, I always tell people who are interested in radio that ask me, you know, how I got started and what do I do. And I go, a lot of times I'm just me. You know, in the way beginning, I was trying to do monologues and have bits ready. And yes, you want to be prepared. You want to be prepared for your show, but you also don't want it set up. You don't want to look like you walk into your interview or me walk into the studio with it all scripted. We don't want that. If you want script, you could go watch a Broadway play or a TV show. You want unscripted. That's why late night TV is you know, so interesting to watch. That's why reality TV is interesting, because unscripted seems to really interest people. So when we were talking about interviews, you know, earlier in the year, or we always bring up this issue because unemployment has been so huge over the last few years. You know, I had told you about one of the interviews I failed miserably with. I don't want to say failed miserably. I got an average. And to me, I always aced everything for an average. To me, that was a failure. And what had happened is when I was in school, we didn't have much tutelage or tutoring on or guidance on how to get through a medical school interview. So one of the students, one of the medical students that came back to visit said, look, when your interviewer asks you what your strengths and weaknesses are, don't give them real weaknesses. You give them a weakness that could possibly be perceived as a strength, like being a perfectionist. I've told you all this story. So, of course, during my medical school interview, when the interviewer said, all right, what are your weaknesses? I go, well, I'm a perfectionist. And I saw the disappointment. All right, because that was probably one of the most commonly used answers. So the next interview I had, because you get two different interviews, the next interview I had, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be me. I don't know why I listened to that other, you know, medical student, even though, yes, he got through. That's not me. I'm not a perfectionist by any means. I'm going to be me. And so I'm going to be me. Okay, I won't sing. Yeah, I didn't sing during the interview. Never sing during the interview. That's bad. Anyway, so when the interviewer goes, all right, you know, what are your strengths, blah, 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 and, you know, what are your weaknesses? I go, how much time do we got? He's like, as much time as you need. I go, okay, here we go. I can't cook. I'm horrible when it comes to laundry. I can't stand, you know, drawers. My handwriting is a mess. I have that. My handwriting is probably a weakness. Now, maybe I went too far, but I found out I probably had the best interview out of all the candidates with that one interviewer because I was candid and I was real. Now, of course, I mean, if you're interviewing, you know, for a medical school position or for a hospital, you don't want to say, oh, my weakness is I can't control my bleeding and I'm very messy. And I have hepatitis. I mean, you don't want to say that. My weakness is I don't like to cover my mouth when I'm coughing and spewing snot. Okay, that's probably not a good weakness to come up with. But saying, you know, look, I need to work on it. I don't want to say it's a weakness. That's another thing, too. You could always, in an interview, reword the question. If you think you are going to lock yourself up in a corner, what you could say is, I don't know if this is a weakness, but something I am hoping to improve on is my confidence with patients. You know, I want to be confident. You know, oh, and you want to know what? Donovan remembers one of the things. One of the things I had said, I had told people in an interview was a lot of people confuse kidneys and liver. Thank you, Donovan, for reminding me. And you know, they said, I cannot wait for medical school because I have for years confused kidneys with liver, and I know I'm going to finally get it right. And, you know, make a little joke of it. But again, during an interview, be yourself. Don't try to be funny, but if you think a joke will work, great. If your interviewer asks a great question, say that. You know, that's a good question. Don't look like you're patronizing, but saying that's a good question. When I used to interview students coming into medical school, I loved it when they liked my question. I loved it. And another thing, research who's interviewing you. If this person that's interviewing you, let's say published an article or had written something in the New York Times, go, by the way, I liked your article you wrote on this. Don't be too patronizing, but find a piece that of that article that you can really relate to and say, because, you know, when I was in New York and I went to that one restaurant, I agreed. That's what I noticed with the guacamole. And when you critiqued it, I thought that was funny that you thought the same way I did. You see what I mean? There's little tricks you could do. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So today's headlines, prescription painkillers have now overtaken car crashes as the number one cause of accidental death. We are talking about painkillers that many of us have taken. I've taken them at times after surgery. Many of us have taken, whether it be a Lortab, a Percocet, hydrocodone, oxycodone, but even the heavier ones out there, OxyContin, are culprits in people losing their respiratory drive and their ability to maintain the respiration. And we have seen more and more deaths, such that it is now the number one cause of accidental death over car accidents. Now, I was on the Andy Dean show today, America Now with Andy Dean, and he asked, you know, is it because we have less car crashes because of seatbelts and laws? I don't think our car crashes in terms of numbers have gone down. I just think our access to these prescription drugs have gone up. And, I mean, look, we had Michael Jackson with the propofol. We have Heath Ledger, Anna Nicole Smith. But, you know, many of these people, again, they don't realize what they're taking is dangerous. Now, the propofol with Michael Jackson and Dr. Conrad Murray, I mean, that just blew our minds away. That we would have never even fathomed. But when you look at, like, Heath Ledger, right, you know, he was taking, I believe he had some anti-anxiety medication. I believe he had a pain pill. I believe he had Benadryl. He was using an over-the-counter sleeping aid. Might have had a little alcohol. And the mixture of all that throughout the day, concomitantly, ended up causing him to stop breathing at night. And very scary stuff. And so when you see people with mixed pharmacy, you know, it just scares you, because when you look at what you take, and I have patients all the time that go, Dahlia, look at all the pills. I have 3 blood pressure medicines. I have 3 diabetic medications. I have 2 cholesterol medications. I'm taking a medicine for gout. And then I'm taking something for pain. They panic. And I don't want anybody panicked or paranoid, but I do want you to have an appreciation and a respect for what these medications could possibly do. And it's very, very scary to think that, you know, we have more deaths linked to painkillers and car crashes. Now, of course, the government wants to get involved and limit people prescribing, because it is. It's very easy to get a painkiller. We discussed how painkillers are now the number one drugs, as well as Xanax and Valium in high school students, because it's easier to get those medications than illegal drugs. They could get them from their mom, they could get them from their older sister, from their aunt, or they could get them themselves. Oh, doctor, I'm having horrible cramps. I need you to give me a Lortab. And what stinks is people who have honest-to-God pain, real medical conditions where they need this, they're going to have a much more difficult time having access to doctors and having access to these pain medications. Already, family docs and internists are really being scrutinized by the DEA. Now, I've always had a very conservative prescribing pattern because of the addiction potential and because I was nervous about people's respiratory drive. And remember, I practiced in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I was very concerned when I opened my practice, even though many of my patients, they don't drink, they don't gamble, et cetera. I was afraid that one of my patients would, you know, drink and be up all night, et cetera, and something happened to them or mix it with something. And so I've always been very conservative. But doctors who weren't conservative, who have been contacted by the DEA or been given, scouring brows and glances by other colleagues, are starting to say, you want to know what? I'm not going to deal with it. I'll give you some pain medicines, but go to the pain doctor. Go to the pain specialist. And we don't have enough pain specialists. Seeing a pain specialist can be pretty expensive. And even them, they have standards, too. They have contracts they make you sign. There's certain specifications. So what's happening is, because of the abuse, it's making it harder for people that really need to get their medications to get their medications. You know? And, like I said, with me, luckily, I didn't have to change my prescribing pattern. If somebody needed a pain medication after 3 times, let's say for knee pain, all right, I was taught, get the person into a doctor who can help them with their knee, an orthopedist, et cetera. Same thing with back. You know, you don't want people just chronically taking pain medicines, but I understand many of our blessed veterans that come back, you know, from protecting this fine country of ours, and, you know, they have conditions where they will always need pain medicine. We talked about that Georgia girl who had the zipline accident, acquires that flesh-eating bacteria, has her limbs amputated, all of them. You know, she's going to probably require pain medicine for most of her life, if not the rest of her life. You know, I mean, so tragic. But we do have people overly abusing them. I mean, you don't want to mix these pain medicines with other medications. You don't want to mix them with alcohol. And also people forget that they took their medication. I'm a huge fan, by the way, of those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday pill containers. All right, because I can't tell you how many times people will go, wait a second, did I take my blood pressure pill? Did I not? Then they try to count the pills and figure it out. It's very easy to forget your medication. And sometimes your narcotic can cause amnesia. All right, it can. And so you could very easily overdose. And another thing, remember, there's a half a gram of Tylenol attached to most of your Lortab and your pain medications, anywhere from a third of a gram to a half a gram. So you could also get liver intoxication, too. So just, you know, keep your eyes out, be careful. And if there is a condition that another treatment may be plausible and can hopefully diminish your need for pain medicine, please sit down and talk to your doctor about that, okay? Looks like doggy dust has been found to lower asthma risk. They found that mice that ate dust from homes that had dogs seemed to be less vulnerable to respiratory infections because it almost primed it. Apparently, researchers collected dust from homes that had a dog. They fed that house dust to mice. They then infected the mice with a common childhood infection called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Mice who ate the dog dust were protected against the RSV infection symptoms, and it appeared to allow them to stave off the virus. They also found that mice exposed to dog dust mites had more diverse communities of gut bacteria than the control mice did, meaning that the dog microbes helped colonize our gut and protect our guts as well. I mean, in mice, that is. So what does that mean? Do you have to get rid of the dog if you have asthma? No. No. And in fact, there was a study saying children that grew up with a dog did better from an asthma standpoint than if a dog was introduced when they were 8, 9 years old. Now, we did that with our kids. We adopted 2 rescue dogs, 1 before each baby was born. It just happened that way. I was in my last month of pregnancy with both dogs. And knock on wood, my kids didn't have asthma. Yet I remember my brother, we never had pets. Once we brought the pet into the house, he reacted. So there is something about priming the immune system. However, there are some asthmatics, they just can't handle it. They just can't, and you have to avoid the allergens. So I guess they're saying Egyptian President Mubarak is now clinically dead, all right? And people are wondering, what does that mean, clinically dead versus not? Apparently he suffered a stroke, is requiring artificial respiration at the military hospital. The Egyptian officials aren't telling us anything. They're saying he's in critical condition, but people are like, I don't get that. What does clinically dead mean? Well, basically, it means you're dead from a clinical standpoint, but the doctor or hospital staff are keeping you alive, for example, like on a respirator. So I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, they're being very why am I having trouble finding my words? Secretive. All right. And so, unfortunately, we don't know too much about what's going on, but I'm not sure how long they would keep him on artificial respiration. Weird. A lot of other stuff I wanted to talk about, but looks like we ran out of time. Please download, if you have a Droid, download the Dr. Dahlia apps. You can listen to me anytime you want. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. God bless you all, and thank you for listening.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.